Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. Hello. It's time for us to have a lovely time. I've got a dog and she's sitting beside me. Her head is quite big, but her body is tiny. Joe's got nice legs and Ed's arms are eight. Will and Ben both have chests, but I prefer Mark's face, cause it's so full of grace. It's a graceful face. It's the horn section podcast. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What a rendition.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
Mental
lovely
me.
Trumpet. Wow. There.
Yes,
lovely
that's trumpet. Right. Keep it coming. Don't ever let the music stop and put your cards on the table. Snap! It's the Horn Section Podcast. Welcome back, listeners. And lo, the countdown begins to the great potato episode.
Ooh, no way.
Just 100 episodes to go. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex.
What are we going to do?
Piss party. About.
Fun.
We're gonna play beautiful music and say beautiful words. So let's get on with that. Beautiful music from the piano player, please.
Ed. Names.
Oh, is it? We've got a new one.
No, same guy.
Okay, he's playing beautiful music. Band. We're just going to play some beautiful words with our mouth. So one word each. Off we go. I'll go first. And just take your time and say some beautiful words until I blow my whistle. Scab.
Spandex.
Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Plinth. Oh.
Walking.
Oh. Tree.
Incentive.
Incentive, was that, Willip?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
Then we just go whenever we want.
I had incentive as well, actually. I was going to say that next.
Endearing.
Oh. Rectangle.
Pod.
Flaps.
Broken. Okay, here we are again, and it's time for the Horn Section News.
Oh, yes, it is the Horn Section News. 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 Section news.
The Horn Section News is that we don't know when we'll be back doing live shows, but we're very keen, so listen out for more news. Also in the news, we have sold some Horn Section tea towels and CDs on Bandcamp, and that's great, and there's more coming. Next up in the news, Willip has received another MBE. Well done, Willip.
No way. Not another one.
Entertainment news now, and the Horn Section are putting videos up on the YouTube channel regularly, so do subscribe to that, please. And later on, I'm going to tell you some news about my magic Wii. That's it for news. Unless anyone else has any news?
No.
I've got news, Alex.
Pardon, pianist?
I've got some news.
Hmm.
Do you want a drum roll?
Yep. Thanks. Oh, do you want to hear it?
What's the news, pianist?
Yes, please.
Well, I've been quite busy since Christmas.
Yes, you haven't replied to any messages I've sent you.
No.
And you're the only one who hasn't contributed anything to the podcast.
I've got a lovely story for you right now.
Here comes the reason why. Yeah, big news.
I've been really busy. I've got a forest in my garden now.
Wow.
Wow, that is big news. Yeah.
Which one?
Wow.
The forest of Sheldrake.
Oh, cool.
Where did you get it from?
Well, I've been going out walking to keep fit during lockdown, and I've been picking up all of the Christmas trees that have just been left on curbs.
Right.
So I've picked them. I've got 43, and I've planted them all in my garden.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And have they come back to life?
Some of them, yeah.
No way.
Yeah. And is it the end of your news?
So far.
Well, that was the news. But do we have a special guest? Of course we do. And I'm now going to reveal their name. It's Jessica Knappit.
Knappit.
Jessica Knappit.
Knappit.
Knappit, 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 Knappit. Hello, Jessica Knappit.
Hello, Alex Horn.
Welcome to the Horn Section podcast. My half of the interview is 1,388 words long.
Okay.
Sounds good?
Your half of the interview is one... How do you know that already?
Well, I've written a script. Oh, well, that's before I go off script. Yeah, you're right. It's going to be more than that.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
I think it's too much. Yeah, it's...
Are you going to do a monologue?
It's, yeah, it's 2 pages of questions and then a 5-page monologue that you have to listen to. Jess, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I genuinely am fine.
Are you? I don't know how much we're allowed to refer to everything that's going on. Are we going to ignore it? Sometimes it's better to ignore it.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is being released in 2025.
Excuse me.
You can refer to anything.
I'm talking about Valentine's Day. You're talking about the pandemic.
Oh, right. Is it still the aftermath of Valentine's Day? I'm still recovering from Pancake Day. That was
oh boy,
enormous.
Do you know that something that I learnt from being on Richard Osman's House of Games?
Did you win?
You can make the word pancakes out of my name, Jessica Knappit. And
I know the exact round you're talking about.
Yeah, I was absolutely flabbergasted.
Pancakes, Jessica Knappit.
What can
you got a bit left over.
Oh, you got a bit left over, yeah, to flambé.
What can you make? Can you make anything like ham out of the rest of it, or jam?
Oh.
Or Jessica Knappit.
I
feel like it's going to be something like ass or something, isn't it?
Matter, but people are going to send me a new tweets about it, probably.
I think it's ass pancake. No, Jessica, you've only got one A.
C. Hey, I'm writing it down. It's...
Yeah.
It's... You can spell... You've got P-E-T-T-J-S-S and I.
So you've got piss pancakes, have you?
You've got piss pancakes is what you've got.
I mean, that's not a bad name of a band.
Oh, that's a great name for a band. I wish I was in a band. Is it nice being in a band?
It is nice being in a band, but also during the pandemic we can't be together, and that's nice too. Because of all the
power dynamics.
There's no power dynamic because I'm in charge and that's it. But there's dynamics of geography, meaning we don't all live in the same place. So getting together is... Well, being together is brilliant, but getting together is difficult. We've got so much to talk about, just, and we've only got 1 minute left.
What? Before your monologue?
Yeah, before the monologue. No, we've got a long time. We've got some time left. But I'm going to introduce you to the listener now at this stage, in case people are wondering who you are. You're best known for writing and starring in Drifters, playing Lisa in the Inbetweeners movie, and falling off a 6-foot high, but also 8-foot wide runway on Taskmaster. How is your hip now?
Really, actually do have problems with my hip, but I don't think it's related, because that will make you feel bad if it is.
Is it? Is it a bit?
Could be.
Oh, God. Are you going to sue us?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Actually, everyone's got quite
a
lot of money.
I think do it.
Okay.
No such thing as bad publicity. Take me to court.
Okay, I will.
I think you have to issue a writ.
I think, you know what? I think if I took you to court and you guys explained in court how safe that stage was and how
wide it was.
How wide it was and how impossible it was really to fall off unless it was your own fault, the judge would agree with that.
You'd probably owe us money. Maybe I'll sue you.
Okay.
Anyway, I should also explain, this is a choose your own interview podcast.
Wonderful.
Does that sound fun?
Yeah, it sounds like a book, choose your own adventure book.
Sorry, I hadn't finished. Or does it sound annoying?
It sounds good.
Do you have any nicknames? It's the personal section. Do you have any nicknames?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do have nicknames. I mean, a lot of my nicknames revolve around my surname. Do you want to guess them?
Well, I hope you're going to be called JK, because that's cool.
I get JK.
Because a lot of people call me R now. My initials are AH, and a lot of people call me just R.
Ah.
Yeah. Nappers. Nappies. It's Naps. Close to nappy, is it?
Yeah.
And then you go campers, I suppose. Yeah.
And then, as I said to a friend of mine, I got rabbit a lot.
Because it sounds like nappit.
And he said, well, is that because you've got big teeth and big ears? And I said, no, it's because of Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, I see. We finished the interview about the personal section. Would you like to A, have some small talk, or B, have some big talk?
Oh, God. I think big.
What happens when we die, Jessica?
We turn into energy and go into the cosmos where our souls unconsciously control ancestors.
The other way around?
The other way around. What they're called, future ancestors. Descendants.
Correct. Is the human race going to survive into the 22nd century?
22nd?
Starts in 79 years.
We're going to have to pull our finger out.
Right. That is correct. Is it responsible to have children, do you think?
Not really.
No, we're idiots. You got some, have you?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah. Oh, do we have free will, Jessica?
Yes, we do have free will.
No, that's incorrect, and I knew you were going to say that. What is the real difference between the Labour Party and the Conservative Party?
Socialism and socialist policy. And ties.
Yeah, one's red, one's blue, isn't it, or something?
And a love of independent and private finance.
Oh, that is hard-hitting. Oh, I, for one, am enjoying this chat with Jessica Nappit. But look, it's early in 2021, and I, for one, am trying to do things differently this year. Is anyone with me?
No. I mean, yes.
Maybe. What? Go on.
Well, Willip's going to walk his bass so I can say my thing. Walk your bass, Willip.
One sec. Sorry, I'm not prepared. Give me 15 seconds.
I'll give you 15 minutes, more like.
That's what he meant.
Nice. Sweet sound of Jazzy Collier.
Hello.
Hey, guys, it's 2021, and I want people to take me more seriously. And when I say people, I mean humans. I want them all to take me more seriously. Are you with me?
Yeah!
Woo!
And that's why I don't want them to call me Alex Horn anymore. That's naff, isn't it?
Yes, stupid.
So I'm ditching the horn. Yeah, and I don't want people to just call me Alex. I don't want to be one of those losers with just one name, like Madonna or Napoleon or Ludacris or Kramer or Shakira. Or Pele, yes, or Eusebio, or Adele, or Morrissey,
Sting.
Or Drake, or Pink, or
Sting.
Homer, or Sting, or Liberace, or Socrates.
Maradona.
Or Maradona, or Teller, or Kaka, or Lula, or Eminem, or Rembrandt, or Usher, or Garfield, or Pitbull, or Bergerac, or Beyonce, or Jesus, or Poirot. Or Moses, or Fergie, or Bono, or Sinbad, or Dodge, or Boudicca, or Ashanti, or Cleopatra, or Moliere, or Aristophanes, or Michelangelo, or Dido, or Hirohito, or Banksy, or Galileo, or Asterisk, or Elvis, or Cher, or Seal, or Nelly. Are you with me?
Yeah!
So that's why I only want to be known by my initials from now on. Yeah?
Yeah,
but not A-H. That's not cool. I don't want to be like JFK or FDR or MLK or MJ or JK or OJ or W. I want you to call me by my initials, but say them like a word. I want everyone to call me... Stop, Will. Ah.
Okay. Ah.
I
see.
Yes. So you'll be saying things like, have you seen R? I think R's great. I'm a big fan of R. R's really good at surfing. Okay?
Okay, R.
Yeah. So in honour of New Year's resolutions, let's have a song. Mark, have you tried to do anything differently this year? Yes, R.
Yes, R.
Mm-hmm. What have you been up to?
What's the song?
The yoga song.
Oh, okay. We're into that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not.
Well, we all went. Do you not remember? We all went to try yoga all at once in a class.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And I recorded it while we were there.
It was such a laugh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Most people liked it. Well, some people liked it, not everyone.
Alex loved it, didn't he?
Alex really liked it.
I think R liked it, yes.
R liked it.
Hang on. Can I be Jar?
Yeah.
Is it only you that can do this? Or?
No, I want everyone to just be known as their initials. Right. I've got Wook.
I'll be Jar. That's cool.
S.
Mub.
Brr. Yeah.
I had a great dream that relates to this the other day.
Okay. Do you want to just text it to us or do you want to say it quickly?
I'm going to say it quickly.
Can you say it as quickly as possible, please?
Yeah, we came up with the idea of not having Mook, like as in Scottish McDonald, but we would all have something for our surname. So you would be Hook. Hookhorn. And that was it. I thought it was such a brilliant dream.
Hello, everyone. It's Alex here. Just to say, if you like what you're hearing, but would want to see what you're hearing, then the Horn Section are doing a live episode of the podcast that you can stream and watch on a Friday night, April the 2nd at 8 p.m. Tickets cost £10 from Dice, D-I-C-E. So look up the Horn Section Podcast Live. Come and see how we do what we do. We will see you there. £10, April the 2nd. That's a Friday at 8 p.m. Also, you can send in requests for songs. One of our songs will cover another song. And you can ask me questions that I will answer. And it's going to be terrific! Play the yoga recording.
Okay, guys, let's do some yoga.
Cool.
Try and follow me.
Okay.
Remember to breathe and try and relax.
Thank you, Mark.
So hop into something comfy. Let's get started.
Here we go.
On the first day of yoga, my teacher said to me, stand there like a tree.
Like a tree? With leaves?
This is fun.
On the second day of yoga, my teacher said to me, grab your toes, lie on your back, like a happy baby.
Happy baby?
Yes, like a happy baby.
I'm really enjoying myself.
On the third day of yoga, my teacher said to me, do cat, cow, cat, cow, cat.
Cat or cow? Which is it?
On the next 3 days of yoga, my teacher said to me, warrior one.
Warrior one.
Warrior two.
Warrior two.
Warrior three.
Make your mind up, mate.
I think you're ready. Let's all do yoga. Stand on one leg just like a tree.
Like a tree.
Now lie on your back.
With your breath.
Like a happy baby.
Happy baby again.
Let's try some cat cow.
Which is it?
Warrior one, two, and three.
Make your mind up, mate.
We're all doing yoga. Downward dog and monkey.
Downward dog.
Let's all do yoga.
It's fun.
Stand on one leg just like a tree.
Like a tree.
Now lie on your back.
Yes, please, Mark.
Like a happy baby.
I'm really enjoying myself.
Let's try some
cat.
Cow. Warrior one, two, and three.
Warrior one, two,
we're all
three.
Doing yoga. Downward dog and monkey.
Downward dog.
Let's all do yoga.
Yes.
Stand on one leg just like a tree. Now lie on your back.
Here we go again.
Like a happy baby.
Happy baby again.
Let's try some cat cow.
Yow.
Warrior one, two, and three.
Thank you for this, Mark.
We're all doing yoga.
Yes, we
like a dog on a downward turn.
We're all doing yoga.
Downward dog.
Downward dog and McGee.
It's so much fun.
Ill dog. I think he means ill dog.
Oh, well done. Happy baby. Well done, Mark. Happy baby.
Lovely.
Happy baby yeah. again.
Well,
happy baby
if you want
again.
To know, if you is it still
dog.
Going?
Yeah.
Downward dog.
This is the best bit.
Downward dog. Downward dog.
That's it. Downward dog. Well, if you want to know my opinion of that recording, I thought Mark's generosity of spirit shined through the song. Anyone else? Will?
Yeah, I thought in a world where so much suffering is so easily ignored, Mark Brown has written a song so powerful and compelling, he makes it impossible for us to turn our faces away.
I agree. What about you, pianist?
I think Mark writes with terrifying wit, humour and heart.
It is scary. Joe, do you have any opinions on the piece of music?
Visceral, relentless and breathtaking.
Blimey. Finally, Ben, what do you think?
As a work of music, I would say it's as impressive as it is chillingly plausible.
Well, I, for one, am exhausted. So let's go back and chat to Jessica Knappit. We can now, A, talk about your career, or B, talk about sport, food and books.
No, let's talk about sport, because I don't know anything about it.
Sport, food and books?
Sure.
We could do it. They're not... Yeah. Oh, Jessica, I watched the Super Bowl for the first time. Have you ever watched it? Do you want to talk about it?
I've watched the bit where the singers...
Yeah, the halftime entertainment.
Yeah, watch the bit where the singers sing. But I didn't watch it. Who was it?
It was The Weeknd this year at the Super Bowl. And I've not really heard of them. And it's just a guy.
Oh, right. What does he sing? What's his famous song, The Weeknd?
I recognise a couple of them, but I couldn't sing them to you now. He looks a bit like Lenny Kravitz. I was quite impressed by him. He had a lot of dancers.
Really?
Yeah, I think you'd like him. You know who he looks like? He looks like your air guitarist husband.
Seriously?
Have you seen him?
That guy.
Yeah.
He looks quite different to my husband.
But the hair's similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's sport covered. Food. Is there anything you can't eat or anything you don't eat or anything you like eating?
I can't eat oysters because they give me diarrhea. No. I can't eat...
Yuck.
I don't eat... what was the other bit? Anything that I like eating?
Anything you like eating. There was anything you don't eat, but that's covered by anything you can't eat, I think. So anything you like eating, it could be oysters again.
Do you know what? We just had a paella delivered the other night. I've said that wrong on purpose. Do you know why?
You mean you didn't have it delivered?
I know.
Which bit did you say wrong? The word.
I know how you're supposed to pronounce the word P A E L L A. But if I start pronouncing it in a Spanish accent,
I wouldn't mind it. But other people would.
You can't just... I've been told this. Because my Spanish
pronunciation... Would you mind whispering it in a Spanish accent?
My Spanish pronunciation's so good that I've actually been mocked by my friends for saying things right.
Could you whisper it right, please?
Paella.
That is... I would mock you if I was your friend. Okay, books. How long does it take you to read a book? And are you struggling more and more nowadays?
It depends how. If I've got time, it doesn't take me long to read a book, and I love reading. And I haven't been one of these people who's been struggling to focus.
I didn't mean with the pandemic. I meant with age, to be honest. Now that you're a bit old.
But now that I'm a bit old, it's hard to really retain the paragraph, isn't it, that you've just read.
I just fall asleep instantly. It's one of the only things I do. You know, I enjoy doing it, but also it sends me to sleep.
Yeah.
But the same with films and food. Right, we have to talk about music again now, contractually. I know you're very musical because on your series of Taskmaster, you composed some music for three musicians. Do you remember that?
Of course I remember it.
Well, do you remember the name of the band?
Best day of my life.
What was the name of the band that you became?
I called them the Easy Triangles.
Correct. Why was it called that?
I don't know, because I've played the triangle in it, and that's...
Correct.
Easy.
That's correct. And do you remember the name of the piece of music you composed?
Here I Am on the Violin.
Correct, and we can hear it now.
Feel good, like I've achieved something.
It's really, I watched it back, it's really enjoyable. I had to do a little dance to it.
You did.
Oh, she's so super and nice. Do you agree with me? And does anyone else have any adjectives about Jessica Knappett?
Smashing.
Hmm. Well, here's something interesting. In this series of podcasts, I've decided to do a sub-podcast within the podcast. It's called Did R See a UFO? it's one of the paranormal podcasts. Do you want me to do the paranormal podcast now?
Yes, please.
Okay, here I go.
I'm sure that I saw an unidentified thing, and that thing flied, and I was quite surprised. I saw it with my eyes in 2005. Now I need to describe what I saw to you guys. A UFO, that's what I think I saw. UFOs, I would like to see more. A-U-F-O, that's what I think I saw. U-F-O-S, I would like to see more.
Okay, it's time
nice
for the...
June.
Thank you. It's time for the podcast. Occasionally some mysterious music from the piano and from the drummer's mouth would be good, please. This story begins in the winter of last year, when I remembered a story that began in the year 2005 or 2006, when I, Alex Horn, born 10th of September 1978, am a British comedian. Horn is the creator of BAFTA award-winning Taskmaster, a comedy panel show in which he is the assistant to Taskmaster Greg Davis, who judges comedians on various absurd tasks they are asked to perform. He is also the host and band leader of The Horn Section, a comedic band with whom he runs their eponymous podcast, as well as their music variety show, which has been broadcast on BBC Radio 4 and Dave. But back in the year 2005 or 2006-ish, I was a runner for a TV production company. At the end of one day, making coffee and looking at the internet and pretending to phone strangers to ask if they wanted to be on a show, I was walking to a tube station with a colleague. Nearing Farringdon Station, the colleague and I looked south into the London sky, and there, hovering somewhere above the Thames, we saw an UFO. And this genuinely happened. 15 years ago, I saw an UFO. It was circular, it had flashing lights, and then it disappeared. And I told this story to Daisy May Cooper, and now, 15 years later than 15 years ago, I intend to track down the UFO. And in this, episode one, I start by interviewing established UFO expert Eugene Grant about the number of sightings seen in London on a typical year. Hello, Eugene. I've WhatsApped one of you with the lines that Eugene said to me on the phone when I recorded it last week. And this is a genuine interview with a genuine expert. Have one of you received the lines?
Hello, R.
Eugene, please tell me where you're from and how you know so much about UFOs.
Well, I'm from Norfolk, right by the coast, in a little village which I've never left. That's why my accent is so strong.
It is strong, Eugene.
Shut up and let me talk.
I'm sorry, Eugene.
No, I'm sorry. Shut up. I started researching UFOs about 40 years ago, and that's why I know so much about UFOs.
Well, that's a great answer, Eugene. So how was 2005 or 2006-ish for UFO sightings in London, Eugene?
Well, old friend, if you type in UFO sightings in the UK, you get taken to an official government website entitled UFO Reports, and you can enter the year and find out what, when, and where.
No way! So it's true, there are UFOs out there.
Can I sing you a song?
Well, that's come out of the blue, Eugene. You were just saying dry information. Yes, no, well, I think you should. I don't think you should.
Don't your bandmates want me to?
Well, hang on a minute, Eugene. I'll just ask them. Oh, yes, they do want you to.
Yes, please.
Okay. Shut up, piano man. Well, this is called The Ballad of Mysterious Sightings. It's unaccompanied, but I will provide a beat by thumping my fist on something like the table or my chest.
Oh, well, I'm very excited, Eugene. Take it away.
The skies, they were clear, and I strode down the road. What do I hear? A noise like Morse code. I stop in my tracks, and I spin to the west. I'll get out my axe, the one I like best, and down she does fall. A cant from the sky, she blesses us all, this spaceship and I.
Well, thanks, Eugene. I think it might have been craft, not cant, but somebody typed that wrong.
No, it wasn't Brian Cant.
No, it was A Craft from the Sky. But what a wonderful song.
Thank you. And now I can tell you what UFOs were seen over London in 2005 or 2006.
Okay.
Play that crap music again, please, piano man.
There's quite a lot of information I think you might tell me now, Eugene, but I think it's interesting, and the band might react to some of it.
8th of February 2005, over Orpington, a massive light. The object was shaped like an iron, didn't move at all.
And is this all genuinely true, Eugene?
Yes, I'm not a time waster.
Mm.
20th of February 2005, Walthamstow, a light in the sky.
Yes.
14th May 2005, South East London, a black cigar-shaped object that looked like a disc side on. It appeared to a great... It accelerated to a great speed that would outstrip a fighter jet.
Yeah.
10th of August.
Maybe two more.
2005, Walthamstow again. The object was the size of a jumbo jet, but was silver.
Like a jumbo jet.
3rd of March 2006, Streatham. Two objects were seen in the sky.
Oh, go on then, one more. This is the last one in 2006.
9th of September 2006, Stamford Hill. There was a massive bang, and then two large fireballs were seen moving from east to west. They were very bright.
So those are the exact descriptions on the government website. Is that right, Eugene? Improv, please, Eugene.
That's right.
Yes, lovely. Well, thank you. Thank you. thank you, Eugene.
Thank you.
My
Eugene.
Pleasure.
Bravo.
Has it been an honour?
It's been an honour.
Mm. And what should I do now? Shall I narrow down my dates?
Oh, I should think so, yes.
Did I forget to send you the last two lines?
Oh, sorry.
It's
a different message.
It's
been an honour. Now you have to narrow down your dates and cross-reference them with the facts.
Oh, well, I'll do that, Eugene. Thank you.
I think it's going to be a great podcast within a podcast, but now I have to return to my village by the sea in Norfolk. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Eugene.
Wow, well, that reading, was Eugene.
Powerful stuff from Eugene. Oh. And I think we're all looking forward to episode 2 of Ah, Sora UFO. But let's let that sink in and go back to Jessica Knappett. Oh, I should have asked you, Jessica, are you A, excited to talk about music, or B, not that bothered?
Yeah, I like music, but I suppose I get a little bit nervous talking to music nerds like you.
Yeah. The trouble is I'm quite an experienced musician.
Right.
As the band will tell you. But then, that's fine. If you get excited, it says if she says she gets nervous talking to music nerds, then it says she can choose the sort of music that the band will play under the next bit. And then Alex will ask two difficult music questions.
Yeah, OK, let's
do that. So what sort of music do you want the band to play under this bit?
Should it be tense music, do you think?
If you want, yeah.
Yeah, I think it should be quite tense music.
Tense music, OK. Yeah. Any particular instrument?
Some oboe.
That's Mark on oboe. He'll be very pleased.
Tense oboe, please, Mark. Music.
Okay, two questions. If you could be in any band or if you could be any singer, who would you be, Jessica?
Stevie Nicks.
Now that you are Stevie Nicks, how do you spend an average day? And bear in mind there is tense oboe music under this.
I just look at myself in the mirror and...
Well, every day?
Sing. And just... I just sing.
All day.
And then I go and meet people and yeah. tell them I'm Stevie Nicks and see what they do.
So people that Jessica knows or people that Stevie knows?
People that I know. Oh, that doesn't, that doesn't make any sense, no. does it? So, I don't know.
No, fair enough. OK, we're pretty much done with the interview now, Jessica.
Really?
But we do have time to either make small talk or play the game How Many Words?
I really feel like I've had a raw deal here. Like, other people just get to talk and tell stories.
No, not on this podcast.
I was only allowed to do really short, odd answers.
Well, in small talk, we can take a time if you want.
Okay, let's do some small talk.
Yeah, also, you will end up playing the game How Many Words, because I think that's how Choose Your Own things work. You end up doing everything. So let's have some chill-out small talk, and you can tell your stories. Oh, Jessica, have you been watching much on TV recently?
I just watched It's a Sin.
Oh, yeah, I've watched that.
God, it's good.
Did it make you question any TV that you've made in the past? And that it's not as good?
I mean, I don't need to watch TV to question my abilities. Yeah. I'm better at writing TV now that I've watched It's a Sin.
Well, I think you're very good at writing TV, but I had that same feeling that it was like a lesson, wasn't it, a bit, in how to do proper stuff.
Yes, I know.
It's funnier than anything I do as well.
Yeah, it was funny.
Are you edging closer to being happier with the standard of the interview?
I'm sorry about that. I just felt that you weren't... you didn't really want me to talk.
Well, in the small talk section I do, you chose the big talk section, and we all know big talk is
right,
quick talk.
Right, right. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Do you own any quite unusual cutlery?
We've just ordered some new cutlery, actually, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be copper.
Is that just to pass the time at the moment? Ordering stuff.
It's because my parents couldn't be bothered to get me a present for Christmas, so they just gave me some money, and so we're spending it on cutlery.
How many deliveries are you getting a day at the moment?
Well, today we've already had 3 deliveries.
I still get excited, though, when someone knocks on the door.
It's really bad. And my daughter is so desperate for any kind of company that isn't me and Dan that she just chats to the postman like an old lady. She runs to the doorstep when she hears the doorbell. And they can't wait to get out of there. Because they need to go, don't they?
Yeah. Well, we've got a dog and they always say, can you hold your dog back? Do they ever say, can you hold your daughter back to you?
No, but I can see it in their eyes that is what they want to happen.
OK, we're nearly partway through the interview. Would you like to A, sing an improvised song with Alex, or B, play a game of How Many Words?
Improvised song, please.
All right, this week's improvised song is about animals who are cleverer than they look, and we do one word at a time, and then the band will set it to music. So we're just doing the lyrics, really.
Can't we just sing it together at the same
time? Yeah, we don't need the band. Oh,
no,
we're just going to sing it at the same time?
Me and you sing it at the same time.
And we'll just see what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. How long is the improvised song about animals who look cleverer than they look, do you think?
A couple of hours.
Oh, God. Ready?
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, did you start with well?
Well, we're doing it together.
I know, but
okay,
I couldn't make
up... You want to do one word at a time,
don't
you?
No, I want to do this one, but I just want to be clear on the first word.
Hang on, what's the song about again? Animals that think they look better than they actually do?
No, who are cleverer than they look. So, yeah.
Animals like who are cleverer than they look.
Yeah, I hadn't thought it through, really, but... That's the title.
Okay.
They
all say.
Should we change note, do you think? We got they all say. They all say that.
Ooh,
to ask when is it? When?
I'm trying to look at your mouth to see what
you're... Yes, but I'm trying to look at your mouth.
Oh, OK.
Mm. Occasionally, maybe we should lead on each... I'll lead on one word, then you lead on the next word.
OK.
Where are we up to? They say that...
They all say when. Pardon? Is there a delay?
Well, I expect so. I don't think this is how most songs are written, but it's fine. All say something.
This is how Lennon and McCartney did it.
They all say
cleverness.
Yeah, when the cleverness be recognized
by my
peers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. They all say it.
They all say, will the cleverness be recognised by my peers? They all say, will the cleverness be recognised by my peers?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Guys, I'm going to talk to you again now. How do you think the podcast is going?
Really well.
It's good, yeah. Soundly.
It's nice to be back.
Seems we've had so long off, I think it's going very well.
I think so too. But do you want to play a quick game of the magic song?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Yes, so this is the magic song. In this song, I'm going to listen to a song on my phone and then I'll sort of sing along, but just with the odd word. And then you have to buzz in when you know what song I'm listening to. It's the magic song. Here we go. I'm listening to it now. Do care you secrets do it's closer I'm so sad that's goodbye. I belong to. Ooh! Listen! Do. Yes, Mark.
Is it the Beatles?
Yes.
Do you want to know a secret?
It is! Oh, everyone enjoying the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, good game.
Great one. I don't think it would work on telly.
I do.
Very negative. Not with that attitude.
Works on a podcast.
Right, next song.
Okay.
Doom, doom, doom. Thank you for coming home. Oh, I left him. Has. These are the something. No, turn me away. Just another. Today, I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Yes, Mark.
It was me, Ben. Ben, I think.
Oh, yes, Ben.
It's that. Is it Gold?
Yes, by
Spandau Ballet.
It was Gold. Oh. And that's the end. That's the end of the Magic Song Game. Magic Song. And we will play that again next week. But now let's hear another Magic Song. This one is by Joe Auckland and it's called The Mighty Andrew Marr.
The mighty Andrew Marmite, eat Marmite if he thinks Marmite is what Andrew Marmite like. Andrew Marmite, what Mrs. Mars Marmalade instead, but Mrs. Marmite say, on your bike. Mrs. Mars Marmalade, which she has just made, is mightier than Andrew Mars Marmite, also homemade. Andrew Marmite, give Mrs. Mar half his Mars bar for Mrs. Mars Marmalade. Mrs. Marmite, eat the Mars and then not give a jar of marmalade to Andrew Mar, least not right now. Mrs. Mars, oh Marty Mar, and Andrew Mar is Marty from the Mars Marmalade Row, Marmalade Row.
Well, I for one think Joe is, I think he's one of the finest writers of any language. What do you think, Willem?
A constant delight of precise images. Auckland writes with tremendous panache.
He does, doesn't he? Pianist?
Oh, this dreamy, melancholy song is saturated with sacrifice, richness and a sense of layered worlds.
God, yes. What about you, Mark?
Brilliant. Smoothly written, engaging, fascinating.
Reynolds, you haven't got any opinions, have you?
I have. Five words. Fresh, honest, tragic and glorious.
You've included and?
Yes.
Let's hear one more. Anyone else?
No,
you carry on.
One more thing from Jessica Knappett. The interview is nearly all over, but we do have time to play one quick game of how many words.
Okay.
And the full title of the game is, how many words do you think you need to hear of a Spice Girls song before you can say what the song is? What I'm going to do, Jessica...
Yeah?
I'm going to read out the lyrics of a song by the Spice Girls. But before I do, you're going to predict how few words you need to name the song. And it's how low can you go? We will do... I've got five songs here. We'll do three of them and get your best score.
Okay, great.
So give me a number. How low do you think you can go?
Well, if I say the number now, is that the number that I have to keep
that I'm betting on
for all of them?
So this is your number that you've got to hit for you to register a score. So if you want to go one, you can, but then you've got to hit it, otherwise you do not count.
I'm going to play it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go three.
Okay. I have five songs, 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Which song would you like? Just so it's not cheating at all.
The problem with Spice Girls songs is, I think the titles of Spice Girls songs are actually difficult to identify. But anyway, go on. Sorry, what was the question?
1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. They are big songs.
One.
Candlelight.
You're supposed to read me. Oh, I see.
That's the first word of the song.
Candlelight, da 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 da, illuminate together. Come a little bit closer. Two become one.
Well, you've got it in one. I think the game is flawed, but I'm enjoying it. Let's see if you can get that again. Number between 2 and 5 now.
2.
Ha. Huh.
That's
the first word.
No, I said 2. All right, I'm so confused. Why are you giving me... All right, cause you... Ha.
That's the first word of the next song, Jess.
Ha. Ha. Well, it's not... Hi, see ya. Hold tight. Something new around, can we go in a good time? No, because it doesn't start that way.
No, I think it's...
Sir, tell you what I want. It's Wannabe.
My God, very good. Although the lyrics actually say, yo, I'll tell you what I want, rather than sorry. Yeah. But that's not, that wasn't
part
of the game.
But it does start with Mel B laughing.
Yeah. I mean, this is impressive. If you can get three all in with one word, then I think you will be in the lead of whatever this game is. Okay, song three, four or five as your last one?
Three.
Okay, here we go. She. Harder, this one. She.
I think it could be Mama.
It is Mama. She used to be my only enemy and never let me free. Wow, your special subject is the Spice Girls.
Well, it's yes. The thing that I find hard generally with music, actually, is to retrieve the song's title. I mean, obviously, I've just proved that I don't find that hard because I just did it. But I can't just go, that's that, that's the name of that. I know, you know, I've got this, I've got the sound of the song in my head, but not necessarily the title of the song.
So your problem with music is retrieving the title of the piece of music.
Yeah.
Retrieving is an odd choice.
What is it? Remembering? Odd choice?
Well, remembering, really, isn't it, rather than retrieving?
No, because retrieving implies that it is there, you just can't access it quite.
I think remembering does as well. I think you're thinking of dogs and things, only they retrieve.
Oh. Why did I use the word retrieving?
I mean, I really...
By the way, I don't think anyone should do podcasts in lockdown.
If you've forgotten something, do you say, I just can't retrieve it?
Well, yes, I do, obviously.
I can't retrieve your name.
I saw referring to my own brain like a computer.
Yeah. Jessica there. Any other Jessicas you like, guys? Do you like any other Jessicas?
Ennis?
Hines?
Yep. Yep. Lang there.
What?
Fletcher. Rabbit?
Fletcher. Oh, who's Jessica Lang? Who's Jessica Lang? I always thought that was... What a shame. Well, look, guys, I sometimes get messages on my phone from Willip. Do you want me to read them out to you?
Yes
all please. Of them, please.
What Willip sends to me, I think you all should see. So grab some beverages and listen to his messages. Yes, it's time to listen to the messages that Willip Collier sent to Alex Horn on his phone. His messages. So grab some beverages.
So gospel-y.
And listen to his messages.
Oh, yeah.
And I've done a bit of editing on the end of this piece of music. Ready? Here it comes.
Nice.
Nice.
Seamless. Pretty good.
Funky.
Well, let me take you back to the 19th of December 2020 when Willip wrote me this. He said, I've got two Michael Jackson jokes. Then straight in with them. Hey, I've got your Michael Jackson record. No, that's yours. Sorry, my bad. That's the first one.
That's good.
I didn't reply. He then wrote, and here's the second. I'm going to wear a Michael Jackson 7-inch single for a hat. On your head, beat it.
It's good again.
I replied 2 days later. I said 8 out of 10 for the first, 3 out of 10 for the second.
What?
He thought that would be a fun game to rate his jokes, but I haven't taken that offer up. Then on Christmas Day, he wrote, hey, you hate your car, don't you? Your car has driven you to distraction. No, my car has driven me to this traction engine.
What?
On Christmas Day. 10 minutes later, another message came through.
Christmas Day.
10 minutes later, another message. You've also got a Michael Jackson LP hanging in your front room, haven't you? It's off the wall. Oh, you took it down? Yep. Why? It was dangerous. Who took it down? A smooth criminal. That does sound dangerous. Where is it? It's in the closet. Is it gone too soon? And that was it. Didn't reply to that, did I, Will?
Oh, dear.
No, but it didn't put me off.
No, no. Well, we'll do more of your messages to me next week. Well, look, that's about it. But before we go, I've got to quickly tell you my Magic Wii story.
Oh, yeah.
So Mark, do you want to play... have you got your guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be nice to, because this is a genuine thing that happened to me, and it's quite a happy story. And then we'll end, unless anyone else has got something to say. 2 weeks ago, I went to the toilet to do a wee. But I was wearing a lot of layers, and I didn't get it out properly before I started weeing. But I had started weeing. And I thought to myself, oh no, this isn't great. There'll be wee everywhere. And it felt like I was weeing for a good 3 seconds before I realised it wasn't out properly. Luckily, at that point, I did manage to halt the process, and I got it out properly, and then I finished the wee. After I'd finished the wee, I sheepishly felt around for the stray wee, and I looked on the floor, and I looked all around me, but the wee had disappeared, and I never found the stray wee. The wee was a magic wee. That's the end of the magic wee story. Completely true. I couldn't find the wee. I reckon 3 seconds a wee. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks to our best guest ever by miles, Jessica Nappis. Thanks to Joe and Joel for all their work. And congratulations, Joel, for having a little baby. Joel had a baby.
Oh, well done.
Well done, everyone. My song reviews today were from Sevi, The Official Autobiography, and The Quiet American by Graham Greene. Goodbye.
Bye. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's Dingle time.
Tingle time!
Yes, Dingle time.
Dingle time!
Dingle time. Dingle time.
Tingle time!
And a man, they live in World's End. That's the end of a wall that Hadrian built, but it's not very tall. Andrew likes cars and waving his flag. His birthday is January, which is a bit of a drag. Happy belated birthday. Happy birthday to John Hales Hill. Happy belated birthday from Fran and Neville.
There's a guy whom we need to thank. His name's not Terence, Chuck or Hank, Tarquin, Christian, Harold or Plop, Dwight, Chucho, Philip or Flop. No, this man's name is the best you'll hear. It'll make your head turn round, then stop. This man is the best of the creme de la crop. This man is the only Jonathan Scott.
Jonathan Scott.
Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Cash the Cash, we should thank her too. Hey Kyle, this dingle's for you. Hey Kyle, this dingle's for you. Tawny Splash the Cash, we should thank her too. Hey Kyle, this dingle's for you. This dingle is for Nick Street's wife, known as Alice to you and I. Nick Street's wife, he's a lucky, lucky guy. Nick Street's wife has a baby on the way. Nick Street's wife glows more radiant by the day. You never wear a frown, even when you're moving house. You always have a smile, despite the morning bile. But let's not do you wrong, despite this sexist song. You're not just someone's wife, so let's celebrate your life. Alice, you're the best. Alice, you're the best.
Hello? Yes? It's time for the $5 holler, in which I thank everyone who's donated any amount under $50. Because if you pay $50, you get your very own dingle. If you pay $100 or more, you get your very own song or more. But we're grateful to anyone who supported us. So this beautiful piece of music is for you guys who've donated us whatever you can, be that $5 or another number. So guys, get ready, listen out for your names, and enjoy the tune. Take me to your music. Wow, I like your music. I would like to meet your music again. But now I would like to sing some names. Lauren Hafford, Heidi Jensen, Kevin Redshaw, Karen McConaughey, Sarah Kelly, another Sarah now, Sarah Paul, Dan Burkett, hi Dan, Alice Griffin, then just Ashley, Ashley, Sam Van Leer, Luke Brennan, Lydia Katz, Jennifer Duck, Laura Claringbold, Amy Greenwell, Victoria Longbottom. Thank you for the caveat suggestion. Laura Hall, B.T. Dan Settle, Tom Chappers, Chapman, Elizabeth Fredrickson, Matthew Poe, Jacob Faber, Phil Margaret, Rob Langley, Lauren H., Nick, Lily Shamiard, times five. Lily Shamiard, thank you times five for your donation. Let's carry on. Forrest Shepherd, Joe Francis, Kat Shearer, happy birthday, Kat. Matthew Riley, Alexander Heal, Sebastian Moit, I'm Nick Street. Ellen Gelling, time five, too. Thank you, Ellen Gelling. George Milson, Josh Myers, Ben Hill, Aaron Tebano, James Rankin, Robert Kerr. Whew, big time.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.